The children of Israel were on their way to Mount Sinai. God was leading them with a pillar of cloud by day, which became fire by night, going ahead of the people to direct them on each stage of the journey. Having left the oasis of Elim, they came to the desert of Sin, a vast and inhospitable region. Having left Egypt a month before, the people had used up all their provisions, so the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. God promised to give them meat that evening, and as much bread as they could eat the next day. Moses said to the people, "This very evening you will know that it was the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, for he has heard your murmuring. You are not grumbling against us, but against the Lord." Towards evening, great flights of quail came to the region and covered the camp. These birds migrate across the Sinai Peninsula in large flocks, flying low over the ground. The birds flew over the camp in great numbers and fell to the ground, and the Israelites were able to catch as many as they needed. So they ate meat for their evening meal. The next morning, the ground all around the camp was covered with a layer of dew. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like hoarfrost appeared on the desert floor. Never having seen it before, the Israelites questioned each other. So they called it manna, which means, "What is it?" Moses said to them, "It is the bread the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Each one is to gather as much as he needs. Take an omer for each person you have in your tent. No one is to keep any of it until morning." The Israelites did as they were told. Some gathered much, some gathered little. But when they measured it by the omer, he who had gathered much did not have too much, and he who had gathered little did not have too little. Each morning everyone gathered as much as he needed, and when the sun grew hot, the manna melted away. Moses had told them to keep nothing until the morning. However, some of the Israelites did not listen and kept part of it. The next morning the manna was full of maggots and had begun to smell. When Moses heard of it, he was angry with them because of their disobedience. The manna looked like the little white grains of a plant called coriander, and it was like bdellium, a sort of gum resin known in the East. It was ground with millstones or pounded in mortars and then cooked in pots or ovens, and it tasted like wafers made with honey or fresh oil. Moses told the people to gather twice as much manna on the sixth day and to bake or boil it before the Sabbath. "Tomorrow is to be a day of rest," he said, "a holy Sabbath to the Lord, so you will not find any of it on the ground." The people did what Moses commanded. They saved the manna on the sixth day until morning, and it did not smell or have maggots. God was teaching the Israelites to keep the seventh day holy to the Lord, and not to work on that day, as they had been forced to do in Egypt. This is the first mention of the institution for Israel of a day of rest devoted to the Lord. Its origins are to be found in the account of the creation. God rested on the seventh day from the work of creating, and he blessed it and made it holy. That is why man is also required not to work, so as to partake of the blessing of that day which is set aside for the Lord. However, in spite of Moses' instructions, some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather manna. Then the Lord said to Moses, "How long will you refuse to keep my commands? Everyone is to stay where he is on the seventh day. No one is to go out." So the people rested on the Sabbath. Moses said to the Israelites, "This is what the Lord has commanded. Take an omer of manna and keep it for the generations to come, so they can see the bread I gave you to eat in the desert when I brought you out of Egypt." Aaron put the manna in a jar, and it was kept by the Israelites. The people of Israel ate manna for 40 years, until they entered the land of Canaan. At the end of his life, Moses explained to them that God had let them suffer hunger for a while in the desert, so as to teach them that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Next episode, Water from the Rock and the First Battle.